Exodus 19:12. Set bounds. I want to talk to you about how through Jesus Christ we have direct access into the throne room of our Heavenly Father. In Exodus chapter 19, we see Israel at Mount Sinai, Sinai. In verse 9, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and believe you forever." Verse 11, "And let them," that is the people of Israel, "be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, 'Take heed to yourselves, that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death.'" This is sort of an interesting picture for us. God says that he wants to meet with the people, but he tells Moses to set up bounds, or boundaries, barricades, around the mountain so that the children of Israel do not go up the mountain. Why? Because God had established it that whoever touches the mountain or gets too close to God's glory will die. However, Moses was allowed to go up to the top of the mountain. As you read through the Torah, that is the first 5 books of the Bible, there are all sorts of rules and regulations that the people had to follow. In fact, the Bible tells us that only once a year could the priest go into the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifices to the Lord. In a sense, God was totally shut off to the regular person, to the layman, let's say, from experiencing God in an intimate relationship. However, blessed be the name of our Lord, because all of that changed when Jesus Christ came to the earth. If you look at John chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." The Old Testament was all based on law, rules and regulations, what you can do, what you can't do. But through Jesus Christ, we've received grace. What's grace? Grace is unearned, undeserved, unmerited favor. It is through Jesus Christ and the grace that he brought that gives us access to the very throne room of our Heavenly Father anytime we want it. Please turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." What does this mean exactly? It means that we have direct access to God. We don't need to go through a priest, a high priest, a preacher, a pastor. No, but simply through Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus that we are given access to the Father. This is clearly demonstrated in Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, when the Bible says, "Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." What was the veil? The veil was separating the people from the Holy of Holies. The veil kept the person out from getting too close to God. But when Jesus on the cross gave up the ghost, that veil was torn in two, giving anybody access into the Holy of Holies. I believe that it's important for us to understand this, because through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, we can have a personal, intimate relationship with God himself. In addition to that, you can go before the throne of God at any moment. We have access to the very throne room of God. I highly encourage you to utilize this privilege. Amazing experiences happen in the throne room of God. Please repeat after me and join with me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for giving me direct access into the throne room of our Heavenly Father. Lord, I desire to have a throne room encounter with you. I want to be open to dreams and visions and all that you would like to reveal to me. I greatly desire a deeper, more intimate relationship with you. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.